local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 50 degrees as we get started on this Tuesday morning. More from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams coming up in just a second, plus headlines with Kelly Finley. First, we'll check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear. No problems across the Bayway, the Causeway, coming in from Daphne and Spanish Fort, 1065 split and heading up towards Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland. Tillman's Corner, Theodore, also light traffic so far on the way in. South Alabama baseball season tickets are now on sale. The 2019 home schedule could very well be the best in school history, including three games versus Alabama, Coastal Carolina, and Troy. Find your tickets by calling 4611-USA. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly cloudy skies today with a few showers. Highs will be in the upper 60s. Tonight, showers, lows around 60. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a few showers and afternoon readings in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Where can you find the right tool for the job?
Gulf Coast Tools in Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley. And like us on Facebook.
Gas tax increases. A state lottery. Overcrowded Alabama prisons. There's a lot going on in Montgomery. And FM Talk brings you the information you need from Goat Hill Daily on Mobile Mornings.
All right, 608 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Tuesday, 1 week out from Fat Tuesday. What, the parade schedule? You want to go back and binge listen to some Moon Pie Minutes? It's cool. We got it set up for you over at FMTalk1065.com. Just click the Moon Pie Minute tab. All that info is right there. Plus, Dr. Bill Williams will have a forecast for parades tonight and Thursday night and, of course, Friday into the weekend. Wednesday's our rain day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just
makeup
in
day,
case.
Makeup day, which it looks like we may be getting some rain in the mix this week, so stay close. Dr. Bill joins us around 6:35. Right now, headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. We begin in our nation's capital this morning as we take a closer look at President Trump's emergency declaration as the state of Alabama could lose nearly $7 million to help build the wall at the U.S.-Mexico border because federal funding would be diverted. Altogether, 50 states, the District of Columbia, and two U.S. territories have more than $6 billion in federal funding that could be diverted to fund the wall. So here's how those numbers break down when it comes to the state of Alabama. Nearly $5.2 million in military construction projects and $1.76 million in funding for National Guard anti-drug trafficking efforts. The total amount of cuts in Alabama would be more than $6.94 million. So California, Hawaii, and Maryland, those are these states who are among 16 states who would lose the most, and their respective states are now suing the president over this emergency declaration. Overall, President Trump's emergency declaration would redirect $3.6 billion in military construction funding, $2.5 billion from the Pentagon's drug interdiction program, and $600 million from the Treasury Department's asset forfeiture fund for the wall. Will he or won't he? Soon we'll know if yet another well-known name will throw his name into the hat and run for U.S. Senate. Alabama State Senator Del Mar says that he is, quote, looking very strongly at the race and is forming a group to discuss that. Marsh is from Anniston and currently serves as the president pro tem of the Alabama Senate. It's a position he has held since the Republicans won the majority in 2010. Representative Bradley Burt is also a Republican, and last week, you'll recall, he announced his candidacy and Alabama auditor Jim Ziegler is said to be contemplating running as well. He has also formed an exploratory committee. State Senator Marsh says, quote, "I truly want to do what I think is my best role for the state of Alabama. I think I've done a pretty good job as pro tem. I think I'd make a good U.S. Senator, but I've got to ask myself, is that the best place for me?" He goes on to say, quote, "I will make a decision within a reasonable amount of time." This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 10 minutes after 6 o'clock, FM Talk 106.5. You know, the next shoe to drop in that day is people going to run for Senate. And then with the announcement last week for AL1's Representative Bradley Byrne running for Senate, that leaves that rep seat open. Who's going to go? Which, by the way, too, people have been saying he's leaving before his term's up. Actually, he wouldn't. He, by the end of 2020, be the end of the congressional term, his House term, so he wouldn't be, there'd be no special or anything, he'd serve his whole term.
I guess the people would be worried that he would be worried about campaigning rather than running.
But that's right, and I've complained about that in the past, but they're all doing that. I mean, take it to the top. The president, and not just President Trump, but it was the same for Obama and Bush, by the time they're 2 years into their first term, they're already campaigning for their second term. It's just the nature of the, I don't like it, but everybody does it.
Everybody.
You know? So, it's, okay, so, but the side of it that has not been discussed at depth, and we're going to get into this tomorrow and Thursday, and we'll have maybe some names to put on this list. There's a wide field of people that I have heard, that are interested in running for AL1. So with Bradley Byrne running for Senate, he wins, he's out of that position. Who will be the next rep for AL1? I have a lot of those people, I'm sure, over the next couple of weeks are going to be announcing.
That would be interesting. I think it's, at this point, it's wide open, and I'm sure they're throwing their name in the hat to see what the response will be early.
Listen, when it was a special, when Joe Bonner left, it was, you weren't here at this point, it was a free-for-all, the number of people running for AL1. It was something, and I think we're going to get, so maybe not as crowded as the field as last time, but pretty crowded. So we'll talk more about that coming up. And also on the way, I just saw this note here. Well, let me give you the note in case you want to get your tickets now. And maybe people want to go to this seriously. Maybe there's people that are just, I could see people going like they would go to the circus to see this, but if you're going seriously, I don't get this part. The Mooch is coming to Tuscaloosa.
Scaramucci?
Anthony Scaramucci.
Oh, no.
Has been booked into the Pavilion at Cypress Inn in Tuscaloosa, April 8th, noon event. Former White House Communications Director. Can you say that? How long did he have the job?
10 days, I think.
Ten days. But they lead it as former White House Communications Director Anthony Scaramucci is coming to Alabama. Okay, I mean, I guess he did. He had the job, like you said, 10 days.
Yeah, you go on a trip to London for 10 days, then all of a sudden you're a Londoner.
About what it's equivalent to. It says, hosted by the University of Alabama College Republicans, the former Trump senior staffer will speak at a luncheon in Tuscaloosa on Monday, April 8th at noon. Scaramucci will share his perspective on the nation's political climate, leadership lessons, and the importance of civic engagement.
All right, this is what you do. If you have a rat in your midst, you line them up, and then you scream at them until you figure out who the rat is.
And you just curse constantly, and you act like a bully. I mean, he lasted 10 days. 10 days till President Trump said, dude, you've got to go. And they have him booked as former White House Communications Director coming to Tuscaloosa. I'm sorry, University of Alabama College Republicans. I think this is a fail, but
you have one of the greatest leaders ever in your own backyard, coaching the football team right down the street. You're going to bring in Scaramucci for leadership lessons.
It says Jake Moore, chairman of the UA College Republicans, said, "Mr. Scaramucci's longstanding commitment to leadership and service is inspiring. I firmly believe his message at the luncheon will resonate with all in attendance." Okay. Just wanted to make you all aware of that. 6:15, coming right back.
At Hardee's, we know no one wants a tough commute. Remember that guy Odysseus? Shackleton? Anyone who went near the Bermuda Triangle? No, you want your day to start as painless as possible. And Hardee's new Rise and Shine coffee helps you on that quest. Our new bold yet smooth coffee is free with any purchase. And because it's free, it's already more impressive than whatever Marco Polo commuted all that way for.
Hardee's because it tastes better.
Offer valid for a limited time at participating restaurants with purchase of any menu item at regular price. Tax not included. Limit one per customer per visit. Not valid with any other offer or discount.
I'm Jessica Taloni, WKRG News 5 this morning. A crash near construction work in Spanish Fort is raising concerns for drivers. One person was injured in the crash at Highway 31 and 225 around 7 last night. Drivers say barricades are making it difficult to see oncoming traffic when making a left turn.
You can only see them once they're up at the light. Like, it's really hard to see all the way back.
One of the teens charged in a shooting that injured a 7-year-old girl following Saturday night's Mardi Gras parade will appear before a judge today. 17-year-old Tykendrick Barnett has a bond hearing. The other suspect, 17-year-old Isaiah Carl, is being transferred to the Strickland Youth Center. An Okaloosa County deputy is punched in the face while arresting a woman at a gas station. Employees called 911 when 33-year-old Tiana Smith and another woman allegedly refused to leave the gas station. Smith is now charged with battery against an officer and resisting arrest in addition to trespassing charges. I'm Jessica Taloni, WKRG News 5.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Atmore?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Atmore.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WindCreekAtmore.com for complete rules.
A new team takes the top spot in college basketball's top 25 poll. Pensacola's Roman Reigns announces his return to the WWE, and LeBron James makes history while his team falls apart. 617 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Gonzaga is retaking the number one spot in Monday's release of the newest AP Top 25 college basketball poll. The Zags spent 2 weeks at number one after beating Duke to win the Maui Invitational back in November. Now the Zags have won 18 straight games and are at the top following Duke's loss to North Carolina last week. Virginia moved up one spot to number two, while Duke fell from first to third. Kentucky retained their spot at number four on the poll, followed by North Carolina, who moved up three spots from number eight. Michigan State jumped four spots to number six after winning at Michigan on Saturday. Tennessee is ranked seventh following an overtime loss at LSU Saturday. Houston comes in at number eight. That's the Cougars' highest ranking since Hakeem Olajuwon was on the team back in 1984.
Same time warp there.
Yeah,
I haven't heard
bit.
Of Hakeem Olajuwon in forever.
In 1984. So George Orwell's not, well, that came right out way before that. But you get what I'm saying. Michigan and Marquette rounded out the top 10. Once again, LSU, the only team other than Kentucky and Tennessee in the top 25. They remain ranked 13th after a loss to Florida last week and then beating Tennessee on Saturday. Mississippi State received 28 votes and Auburn 16 to stay just outside of the top 25. There are four games on tap in the SEC tonight. At 6 p.m., Alabama plays at South Carolina, and Mississippi State hosts Missouri. Then at 8, number 4, Kentucky hosts Arkansas, and Texas A&M plays at number 13, LSU. In NFL news, the Baltimore Ravens released veteran wide receiver Michael Crabtree 1 year into a 3-year contract that he signed last March. The 31-year-old was on a $21 million deal, but only made 54 catches for 607 yards and 3 touchdowns last season. After going 10th overall in the 2009 draft, Crabtree played his first 9 seasons in the NFL with the San Francisco 49ers and the Oakland Raiders. Independence Community College football coach Jason Brown, who was featured on season 3 of the popular Netflix series Last Chance U, resigned over the weekend after allegedly telling a German player on the team, "I am your new Hitler." Brown posted his resignation letter on Twitter. Yeah, you don't say that. Independence Community College president Dan Barwick said in a statement that the college did not condone Brown's language and was investigating the matter. WWE star Roman Reigns, who was born and raised in Pensacola, announced last night on WWE Raw that his cancer is in remission since he revealed in October of last year that he was battling leukemia.
The good news is I'm in remission, y'all.
Big cheer when he announced he's in remission. In October, Reigns said that he'd been diagnosed with leukemia 11 years ago and that his cancer had returned, forcing him to drop the WWE Universal Championship and take an indefinite leave of absence. It's unclear right now when Reigns will return to the ring for a match.
I was wondering for him to say, "But my suplex is full blown."
Yeah.
I've got a bad condition of suplex.
He was walking kind of a fine line between doing the wrestler playing to the crowd thing and also, I think he was enjoying the moment and the response. response that he got from
pretty cool. Good
I mean,
for him.
The crowd cheered. I only had 5 seconds there, but I think they cheered for at least a minute last night.
And
when
he did
made
not
that
then put anybody into a sleeper.
He did not hurt anyone after that.
Darn it.
In the NBA, Houston beat Atlanta 119-111. Rockets guard James Harden scored 28 points, ending his NBA record streak of scoring at least 30 points. That streak ended at 32 games. LeBron James became the first player in league history to rank in the top 10 in both NBA's all-time assists and scoring lists, but the Lakers fell to Memphis 115-110, dropping their record to 29-31 this season and further putting LA's playoff hopes in danger. Golden State beat Charlotte 121-110. Mobilian DeMarcus Cousins led the Warriors with 24 points, 11 rebounds, and 3 assists. 621 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
A little sunshine is nice, but too much is damaging. ProTent Window Tinting specializes in protecting you, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films. Along with preventing sun damage, window tinting increases your privacy, provides a cool and comfortable interior, and is visually pleasing. When your factory-installed tint fails, call ProTent. With a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, ProTent has you covered. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly cloudy skies today with a few showers. Highs will be in the upper 60s. Tonight, showers, lows around 60. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a few showers and afternoon readings in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintroat and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
My caretaker was very rough with me, but I thought they did it because I wasn't moving fast enough.
My son was supposed to help take care of me, but he was never around.
Elder abuse is a crime, and together we can stop it. If you or someone you know has been abused, neglected, or exploited, call the Adult Abuse Hotline at 1-800-458-7214. That's 1-800-458-7214. Sponsored by the Alabama Department of Human Resources, the ABA, and this station.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department now working any accidents, but state troopers have one at County Road 55 at Ingle Lane. That's in front of Magnolia School. It's an overturned tractor-trailer milk truck, and both lanes are blocked off. That's really going to affect traffic in the school zones this morning. Expect delays. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs. From small repairs to larger, more complex jobs, see them at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with the FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 623 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Dr. Bill's got our forecast on the way, looking at this big parade weekend, the Mardi Gras weekend ahead. We'll get to that in just about 12 minutes. Right now, we'll check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. As President Donald Trump heads overseas to Vietnam to meet with Kim Jong-un, additional overseas headlines are impacting the U.S. and it's great news as the president says he will wait when it comes to increasing tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods. That increase from 10% to 25% was set to take effect over the weekend, but in a tweet, President Trump said that he would delay his own deadline after the two countries have made, quote, substantial progress on trade talks over the weekend. So if those talks continue to be a success, there could be a possible March summit next month with President Trump and the President of China. A recall in effect may impact your lunch and dinner plans if you or your family or both like green beans or butternut squash. Southern Specialties, Inc. is based in Florida, and they have issued a voluntary recall of market-side brand green beans and butternut squash because of a possible listeria contamination, and those shipments could have made their way right here to Alabama. On Monday, the company announced the recall, and they warned that this type of bacteria can cause serious and sometimes fatal infections in young children, frail or elderly people, and others with weakened immune systems. And listen up, even if you're a healthy adult, keep an eye out for high fever, severe headaches, stiffness, nausea, abdominal pain, and diarrhea. Company says you also could be impacted by this situation. Company says that they shipped the recall product to one retail distribution center, and most of the product was retrieved, but some of the products shipped earlier this month and may have reached stores here in Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Kentucky, Mississippi, South Carolina, and Tennessee. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Do I need to mention why people are going back local for? I mean, if you can garden some of those vegetables and harvest some of the meat you eat in your house, I mean, it's like every day a recall story on foods out there.
Yeah, homegrown is the safest you can do.
Now, it's hard. It's hard, but you got, if you dig it, if it's a hobby, it's fun and it brings food in. I love Bill Finch and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast on Sunday mornings, and I'll be listening to the show, and then when I get in here on Monday, we can look at the pictures that were sent in to the text line during the show, and we got some real talented gardeners around here.
Yeah, I love it. That's one of my favorite parts of Monday, is coming in and seeing what everybody has sent in on Sunday, and you're right. Some of those plants they have out there are beautiful, and I just want to take some of the tomatoes I see up there, too.
Right, so the tomato thing, that's my vibe, but I've been over the last couple of years introduced to Merlaton, the discussion of Merlaton's on the show, and using Merlaton, and it's a great Gulf Coast vegetable, and there's I didn't even know about it before 2 years ago, and now I'm into looking at people's pictures of the Merlaton's are growing and all that stuff. I'm making me hungry for some homegrown vegetables.
Sounds like a medieval dragon or something. Merlaton.
It does. Like introduced in Game of Thrones or something. It's Merlaton. Hey, y'all. Ceasefire Tech Movement has taken over our region because the Southeast and Mid-South can't compete for the technology jobs of the future without the proper resources or training. So Ceasefire is investing in the education, infrastructure, and people to make the Southeast and Mid-South number one in technology. Only 10% of our high schools teach AP computer science. So Ceasefire is teaming up with schools and public partners to give teachers the training and resources they need to teach it in their classrooms. They also set up coding programs and competitions to give students the opportunity to pursue careers they never thought possible. And because high-speed internet technology is the foundation for economic development, Ceasefire is on a mission to deliver managed information technology services to more businesses in our region. The future's out there, and the Ceasefire Tech Movement is leading the way. So join the movement at ceasefire.com/tech movement. All right, Dr. Bill joins us here in just a couple minutes, and we check in with News 5 next.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A 6-year-old girl is recovering after she fell from a float following last night's Mardi Gras parade in downtown Mobile. Happened near the Mobile Civic Center. Police say the float then ran over her leg. The young girl was treated for injuries that are not life-threatening. Crestview police have stepped up patrols following a report of stranger approaching a child. This happened Friday around 3 o'clock near Amanda Court and Doris Street. 12-year-old Caitlin Murphy says she got off her school bus when a stranger in a car pulled up.
He goes, "Hey, can you help me find my kid?"
A man in Mobile is charged with rape more than 2 decades after the crime. Mobile police say Lorenzo Green, who is now 62 years old, broke into a woman's home and raped her in 1997. Investigators matched DNA collected from the scene to Green just last month. And Alabama Governor Kay Ivey is expected to announce Wednesday a proposal for a gas tax increase. The money will be used to fund road and bridge construction. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
Hi, what are you up to?
I'm trying to think of a good gift for my sister. Her birthday is coming up. I'm thinking maybe a new book. You know how she loves to read.
Oh, anybody can get her a new book. I want to give her something special. Wait, what about Oldsmobile Trivia? It's an uncommon gift. Oldsmobile Trivia is a beautiful 200-page hardcover book that will look great on her coffee table. It has more than 340 questions and answers about Mobile.
And a game your friends and family will love to play.
Including Mardi Gras trivia about Joe Kane, Michael Kraft, Julian Rayford, the Cowboys, the Polka Dots, and Confetti, and more.
Few American cities can claim the rich history and culture of Mobile, Alabama. Discover the surprising facts, people, and events that have shaped the port city's colorful 300-plus years. Give the gift of history. Oldsmobile Trivia. Available at The Haunted Bookshop, Ashland Gallery, Southern Art and Framing, Five Gold Monkeys, Cotton City Antiques, Page and Palette, and at OldsmobileRestaurants.com.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is already in Hanoi, Vietnam, awaiting President Trump's arrival for their second meeting. Michelle Kaczynski reports from Hanoi the pressure is mounting.
We're talking about denuclearization. At least that is the hope that something comes out of there. The pressure is high, but expectations are very iffy here. That's because each side has real incentive to move forward, but each side also has incentive to kind of do the bare minimum until they see the other side make a significant move.
The president's former personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, is expected to begin spilling what he claims to know about Trump's contacts with Russians and other sensitive matters today, beginning 3 days of testimony before congressional panels. There's a recall of market side brand green beans and butternut squash over possible listeria contamination, the recall focusing on southern states. Wall Street stock futures are down this morning. The Dow now off about 95 points. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. The Securities and Exchange Commission is pursuing a contempt order against Tesla CEO Elon Musk, saying he violated a fraud settlement by tweeting material information without pre-approval. Last year, regulators accused Musk of fraud for making misleading tweets about plans to take the company private and demanded that he be stripped of his CEO title. Musk, Tesla, and the SEC settled that lawsuit as part of the settlement called for any material statements made by Musk on social media to be vetted in advance by the company. The SEC says Musk didn't seek or receive pre-approval for an inaccurate tweet on February 19th. Tesla shares down more than 3% in pre-market trading on news of the contempt order. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell is expected to stick to a previously communicated halt in tightening monetary policy during the Fed's two-day hearing in Congress that begins today. Investors will be looking for clues to Powell's outlook for Fed policy after the rebound in risk markets since the start of the year. That's Your Money Now.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-646-9595. That's 1-800-646-9595. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-646-9595.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The Alabama Coastal Foundation Eco Team is looking for volunteers for the final 4 days of the Mardi Gras season in downtown Mobile, Saturday, March 2nd through Tuesday, March 5th. Shift options are available at recycling stations in Bienville Square, Cathedral Square, Mardi Gras Park, and Spanish Plaza. Parade goers are encouraged to recycle their plastics, cans, and glass when the Eco Teams roll by with recycling carts. sign up now at joinacf.org.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
It's 635 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, a little warmer this morning and some clouds in the mix. What does this mean for today?
Well, we're going to see a few showers today. It'll be mostly cloudy, although we'll have some sunshine and with a chance of some showers, especially this afternoon. We're going to warm up to the upper 60s today. We were up to 65 yesterday. And actually, the normal high for this time of year is 67, so we should just about right today. Now, tonight, there's a frontal system out over the northern Gulf that brought us the cool air on Sunday. Well, that front's going to come back as a warm front. And as it moves in tonight, we have a good chance for showers. Even a few thunderstorms may develop tonight, and we'll see a low around 60 degrees. And then tomorrow, that front will be on up to the north of us and bringing the warmer air. So we'll get into the 70s tomorrow with a chance of a few showers. Now, looking ahead to Thursday, a good chance for showers with high and low 70s. And then Friday and Saturday, right now, I expect partly cloudy skies with a few scattered showers and high temperatures at least into the lower 70s. Now, on Sunday, a cold front will move in, most likely early in the day, or possibly as early as Saturday night. And it'll cool us down a bit on Sunday, but we still are faced with some showers and more clouds and sunshine for Sunday, and the high about 62, which is very comfortable. And then Monday, even cooler, the high in the mid-50s with, again, some showers. We have a major cold wave that's going to be moving down into the United States this weekend. And as what's happened the last few weeks, that cold wave will turn and head to the East Coast, and we'll be on the southern fringe of it, which means we will cool down, but also we still continue with the threat of showers. So we could see temperatures Monday night now, possibly getting into the upper 30s. But right now, that looks like the worst of it for our area.
All right. I want to do a couple things here. First of all, I want to, in a second, go back through the days and rain chances and talk about parades. But can we go to school for a second with you? When this happens, like this year, where there have been, and you're down here, we're like, there's been no winter, it's not been cold. But then you see stories of big snowstorms and cold to the north of us. What causes those big blocks of cold air not to make it to the Gulf Coast? What's doing that?
Well, what's happening across the southern part of the country is we have a rather strong jet stream that's coming out of the tropical Pacific. And as it moves across the southern part of the country, it's basically going to cause those cold waves to turn and head to the east rather than dip all the way down to the Gulf Coast. At the same time, that jet stream coming across the south is bringing moisture into our area. And once the cooler air does get in here, it brings the moisture over the top of it, and we get rain. And so instead of us clearing off when the cool air comes in, most of the time we've had a lot of clouds and even showers. And so that's been sort of the story through the winter.
We
had a little break in that on Sunday, in which we did get some clearing skies, but sure didn't last very long.
Well, now it makes sense, because, I mean, if people do watch news reports from weather-wise from outside our area, they've seen all this snow and seen all the cold, and they look around right here and say, you know, we have not gotten the, I don't think I've had to cover the plants or the citrus trees once this year. I don't think
it's amazing. Yeah, when you see those cold waves come down out of Canada and then they make a turn and head to the East Coast, something's blocking it. And in this case, it's a strong jet stream across the south, which is doing it.
I appreciate that education. All right, let's once again, tonight they're parading 6:30. How do they look?
They got a chance of showers parade time this evening. Temperatures are no problem, should be in the 60s. But, yeah, there's a threat of showers, and that's going to continue on through tonight.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back with you soon.
Okay, Sean.
There he is. He is the professor, and he also is our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with our update exclusively right here at FM Talk 106.5. All right, let's check the roadways. Kane with traffic now.
Good morning, everyone. From the Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Highway 90 and Cooey Monroe, they do have an accident. It's going to be slowing up traffic, so be careful. And then again, if you're traveling along County Road 55 in front of Magnolia School, that's going to be in Baldwin County. They've got an overturned milk truck blocking both lanes. Fire department on the scene. It's going to be a while before they get that fixed, so that school traffic's really going to be hurting. this morning. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile with the all-new 2019 Toyota Tundra with 0% financing available, model 8377. See their inventory at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
How does loss of compressed air impact your business? Lost production, costly rental units, customers waiting in the lobby? Why risk it? Unless you lose power, you should never lose compressed air. Mobile Mechanical Services can evaluate your system and show you how to prevent costly downtime. Let Mobile Mechanical Services help you increase your production and eliminate the unnecessary expenses associated with compressed air system failures. Call Mobile Mechanical Service, 653-6945. 48.
All right, 640 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along. Sean, Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kelly, Kane, and of course you on the text line at 343-0106. And we're going to get to Kelly with headlines in a second. But I'm sorry, I just now have picked my jaw up off the floor. Dalton had some news out of Florida. This is, I mean, it's not like news is going to affect you, you know, in your daily life. Well, maybe in your daily life. But this is one of those oh wow things. Lay the story out for us.
All right. So you got 44-year-old Jeanette Parker. She's okay. a state fish and wildlife biologist in Florida, and she was working near Everglades National Park, where she was driving along the road, saw a cat that was a hungry stray cat, so she tried to feed it. I mean, she's a state and wildlife biologist, so she clearly likes animals. Tried to give it a little bit of tuna, but the cat bit her finger. She said it broke the skin on her hand, and she started to go home, and she said, wait a minute, cats can have rabies. Mm-hmm. I better go get this checked out. So she went to the hospital. She says she was there for less than 2 hours, or right around 2 hours, got two types of injections and an antibiotic, said she never talked with a doctor. Then the bill came to her home. She was billed $48,512. They said $46,500 of that was the total for one preventative medication. Now, these are rabies shots that she got.
It's not like we're dealing with some R&D for some new disease and some designer. This is the rabies shot.
This is the rabies shot, which, you know, anyone can get bit by, you know, some stray animal that might have rabies and need to get these shots. They said she's insured through the American Postal Workers Union. Her husband works for the federal government there at Everglades National Park. But doctors weighing in on this, a lot of people weighing in, said they've never seen anything at this high of a price.
This is insane. Even was Shkreli or whatever who had the...
Martin Shkreli, yeah.
Who had the high price.
EpiPen, is that what he was?
Yeah. And the EpiPens were what? But they were not $46,000.
No, not for one shot.
For a rabies shot.
Unbelievable. They said it was the rabies immune globulin shot that she got. That
don't you
so
think
much.
They should have, as we try to do some reforms, some real-world reforms on healthcare? You know, I'm a guy that believes in the market. But I also believe the market only works, free market, when everybody knows everything, when the information, nobody keeps it. Would it be too bad for them to say, here's the things, pull out something and show you the prices of...
You know, they had that new law where hospitals had to put prices of everything up there, but that's also, you know, it wasn't very well organized. We looked at several of them on our website or on our computers. We looked at the sheets that they put out there. It's not very well organized, and then half the things you don't know what they are because the names are so complex being there in the
hospital. Right, but at least if they came to you and said, hey, you know, we recommend if you were bitten by this feral cat, which I'm, you know, get me on a whole rant about feral cats, but we can get you on this, you know, this medicine. This one costs $17. This one costs $46,000.
It would be helpful. But when you get bit by a cat or something like that, you don't exactly have time to shop around. You kind of got to get somewhere.
But to have somebody in there saying, this is essential or not essential, and here's what it cost.
Yeah, she ended up
$48,000 bill.
$48,000. She said she ended up paying $4,191 for the final $344 of her deductible for the year, plus her 10% share of the charges that were accepted by the insurer.
Unbelievable. And I know that I might be being cheap here or fiscally conservative, if I like to call it, but I'd probably say, well, how bad is rabies anyway? For 48, how bad can this be anyway? All right, 644, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. This morning, we now have even more information regarding a fatal accident which claimed the life of a 22-year-old Enterprise woman in the early morning hours of Sunday. Just after 3 a.m., 22-year-old Lindsay Brooke Jensen was a passenger inside of a vehicle which Bridge went off the road and hit a bridge piling. The driver has been identified as 23-year-old Robert Earl Watley of New Brockton. He was injured and transported to a local hospital. The single vehicle crash happened on I-65, 10 miles west of Flemington. Alabama State Troopers said that they continue to investigate what exactly triggered that accident, which claimed the life of 22-year-old Lindsay Brooke Jensen. This morning, great news for Auburn University and the opportunities now available to students thanks to $43 million in federal funding coming their way. According to WSFA, Auburn University is receiving $43 million in federal financing for a new agricultural science facility. The money, approved by Congress, will help establish a new USDA Agricultural Research Soil Dynamics Laboratory on campus. The university says the facility's research will focus on improving the sustainable use of soil and water resources for crop and livestock production, and this funding will help transform agricultural production and farm profitability. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Ah, spring is in the air. And everywhere you look, things are growing like crazy. Is your business one of them? Well, things are picking up. Better get yourself a partner who can help you stay ahead and won't ever let you down. Someone you can trust, like your local Thompson Cat Rental Store. Thompson's been helping hardworking people like you grow and prosper for over 60 years. So they know a thing or two about trust. And just like you, they know it takes time to earn it. So come on down to your local Thompson Cat Rental Store, where you'll not only get the service and selection you need, but for a limited time, get 0% financing for 48 months on select new cat machines. Offer good through June 30th. Visit thompsoncat.com for details. Just like you, we have what it takes.
What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? Introducing the new C Spire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. Over 500 service professionals, over 8,600 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud in the entire world, all into a single managed IT portfolio. The new C Spire Business. Consider IT managed. Learn more at cspire.com/business. C Spire. Customer inspired.
I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5 this morning. A crash near construction work in Spanish Fort is raising concerns for drivers. One person was injured in the crash at Highway 31 and 225 around 7 last night. Drivers say barricades are making it difficult to see oncoming traffic when making a left turn.
You can only see them once they're up at the light. Like, it's really hard to see all the way back.
One of the teens charged in a shooting that injured a 7-year-old girl following Saturday night's Mardi Gras parade will appear before a judge today. 17-year-old Tykendrick Barnett has a bond hearing. The other suspect, 17-year-old Isaiah Carl, is being transferred to the Strickland Youth Center. An Okaloosa County deputy is punched in the face while arresting a woman at a gas station. Employees called 911 when 33-year-old Tiana Smith and another woman allegedly refused to leave the gas station. Smith is now charged with battery against an officer and resisting arrest in addition to trespassing charges. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Got a new team at the top of the AP Top 25 poll. Pensacola's Roman Reigns announces his return to the WWE, and LeBron James makes history while his team falls apart. 6:48 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Gonzaga has retaken the number one spot in Monday's release of the newest AP Top 25 college basketball poll. The Zags spent 2 weeks at number one after beating Duke to win the Maui Invitational back in November. Now the Zags have won 18 straight games and are at the top following Duke's loss to North Carolina last week. Virginia moved up one spot to number two, while Duke fell from first to third. Kentucky retained their spot at number four on the poll, followed by North Carolina, who moved up three spots from number eight. Michigan State jumped four spots to number six after winning at Michigan on Saturday. Tennessee is ranked seventh following an overtime loss at LSU on Saturday. Houston comes in at number eight. That's the Cougars' highest ranking since Hakeem Olajuwon was on the team back in 1984. Michigan and Marquette rounded out the top 10. Once again, LSU, the only team other than Kentucky and Tennessee from the SEC that's in the top 25. They remain ranked 13th after a loss to Florida and the win against Tennessee. Mississippi State received 28 votes and Auburn 16 to stay just outside of the top 25 teams. There are four games on tap in the SEC tonight. At 6 p.m., Alabama plays at South Carolina and Mississippi State hosts Missouri. Then at 8 o'clock, number 4, Kentucky hosts Arkansas and Texas A&M plays at number 13, LSU. In NFL news, the Baltimore Ravens released veteran wide receiver Michael Crabtree 1 year into a 3-year contract that he signed last March. The 31-year-old was on a $21 million deal, but only made 54 catches for 607 yards and 3 touchdowns last season. After going 10th overall in the 2009 NFL draft, Crabtree played his first 9 seasons in the NFL with the San Francisco 49ers and the Oakland Raiders. Well, if you've seen Independence Community College football coach Jason Brown on Last Chance U, he might need to head to Last Chance U now as a student because yeah. He resigned over the weekend after allegedly telling a German player on the team, "I am your new Hitler." The German player apparently was having some problems with the coaching staff. I guess they award demerits to players, and he was near his limit. The coach was letting him have it on text message, saying, "I am your new Hitler." Brown posted his resignation letter on Twitter. Independence Community College President Dan Barwick said in a statement that the college did not condone Brown's language and was investigating the matter. WWE star Roman Reigns, who was born and raised in Pensacola, announced last night on WWE Raw that his cancer is in remission since revealing in October of last year that he was battling leukemia.
The good news is I'm in remission, y'all.
In October, Reigns said that he had been diagnosed with leukemia 11 years ago, but that the cancer had returned, forcing him to drop the WWE Universal Championship and take an indefinite leave of absence. It's unclear right now when Reigns will return to the ring for a match. In the NBA, Houston beat Atlanta 119-111. Rockets guard James Harden scored 28 points. That put an end to his NBA record streak of scoring at least 30 points at 32 games. LeBron James became the first player in league history to rank in the top 10 in both the NBA's all-time assists and scoring lists, but the Lakers fell to Memphis 115-110, dropping their record to 29-31 this season and further putting LA's playoff hopes in danger. Golden State beat Charlotte 121-110. DeMarcus Cousins led the Warriors with 24 points, 11 rebounds, and 3 assists, and Philadelphia held off New Orleans to beat the Pelicans 111-110. It's 6:52 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lagniappe Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery, traffic center Highway 90 at Cooey Mid Road, still working in accident. Also in Baldwin County, County Road 55, right in front of Magnolia School. They've actually got a milk truck that flipped over both lanes and is blocking the roadway. And right now, they're having problems getting over towards the school, so be careful in that area. No sunshine, no worries. Give your skin a sun-kissed glow without a trip to the Caribbean. Book your spray tan at the spa at the Battle House and look great for the Mardi Gras ball season. Call 338-5700. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly cloudy skies today with a few showers. Highs will be in the upper 60s. Tonight, showers, lows around 60. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a few showers and afternoon readings in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Talking with my buddy Sid from Sexton Lawn and Landscapes, and you know my backyard, right?
I do.
Okay, you know the issues I have. I have 3 dogs, I have 2 children, and I have a very small backyard that I'm having a lot of trouble keeping grass growing. You told me the other day, y'all are putting in synthetic turf? Really?
We're doing a lot more synthetic turf. It's just becoming more and more of a believer that it really does solve a lot of problems, especially where we live. It rains a lot. It starts to solve some of those problems.
Well, you just mentioned
rained a lot. Of course, what happens to the water when it falls on the synthetic turf?
So we build it with a lot of drainage, not to get too technical here, but there's a lot of drainage underneath that synthetic turf, and we're collecting it and managing it.
All right, so if we got a lot of traffic in the backyard, have shaded trees in the backyard, we can still have turf to walk on.
Yeah, no factor. It's synthetic.
All right, okay. If you're going to do like me and come look at this, let's talk about it. How do we get in touch with you?
Well, you can give us a call at 251-626-3309. You can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
A buddy of mine texted me about that yesterday and said, they're really doing synthetic turf? I said, they're really doing synthetic turf. Y'all check it out at Sexton Lawn and Landscape. Go online. Look at their social media platforms. They have some different install picks and places around here where people put this in. Pretty interesting. I mean, I have the synthetic turf, and it doesn't look, it looks like grass.
Yeah.
And it looks like it could actually pass for grass, and there's no mowing, and there's no spots where the, you know, weeds take over and all that stuff. I'm interested. Y'all check it out. We're going to have to ask Sid more about that coming up. All right, 6:55, time for headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. They walked into Dillard's at the mall and walked out with an expensive purse and another item without paying for either. And that is why the Mobile Police Department need your help to identify the two men caught on surveillance video back on January 30th around 5:30 p.m. at Dillard's at the Shops at Bel Air. Now, investigators believe that one man swiped the purse thanks to his partner making sure the coast was all clear. Store surveillance video shows both men walking into the purse section. The Louis Vuitton purse plus the other item are worth more than $1,250. Anyone with any information is encouraged to contact the Mobile Police Department at 251-208-7211. And as always, your tip can be and remain anonymous. If you're looking to help kick your spring cleaning into high gear and live in Baldwin County, this weekend is your chance thanks to the annual Baldwin Clean Sweep 2019. It's this Saturday, March the 2nd. So heads up, Baldwin County residents, you can bring free of charge a number of items for disposal. And that includes yard waste, cardboard, tires, electronics, furniture, Christmas trees, paint, household hazardous waste, and more. Again, free of charge. Take that to the Magnolia Landfill or the McBride Landfill and the Bay Minette Transfer Station during the Baldwin Clean Sweep 2019, Saturday from 7 a.m. until 3 p.m. And this is what you need to bring with you, though, in order for this all to work. You must provide proof of residency in Baldwin County, as well as name, address, and phone number. And the Baldwin County Solid Waste Department staff, they will help you take care of all that extra garbage. So for more information, you can hop online and go to baldwincountyal.gov. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 6:57, FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along on this Tuesday morning, a week out from Fat Tuesday. And by the way, too, a big thank you to Katarina Lukatic with News 5 for bringing even more attention to the drive that's going on now to load the float for the families of the fallen that will be riding at the head of the floral parade on Saturday. That story up at WKRG.com. I think Fox 10 did a story about it as well. It's really good stuff. More details on our Facebook page. We need your help here in the last couple of days to make sure that float is full for those families of fallen law enforcement officers. Your chance to make sure they have to crawl over the throes to get in there to ride on Saturday for these families. Y'all help out. I know you will. 6:57, we'll be right back.